previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Now, folk, the Eastern Cape holds a very proud and powerful place in South African rugby, often considered the birthplace of the sport. In the country, it's produced some of the most iconic figures in Springbok history. Siya Kolisi, of course, our inspirational Springbok captain, Rassie Erasmus, the mastermind coach behind our World Cup triumphs. And joining us this morning, another proud son of the Eastern Cape, Springbok assistant coach, Mzwandile Stick. Morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, gentlemen, and thanks for having me in your show. Once again, good morning also to their listeners.
Before we get into the business side of things, Lee Duhu knows you as something else. Do you know her firstly?
I know her very, very well. But I want to keep it
very,
nice and short.
Very.
I wouldn't even go deep.
The files. She also tells me you have a mutual friend named Bull. Is that true?
You see, that's why I didn't want to elaborate and go too deep. You know, let's leave the childhood life.
Just leave it there.
Some of us, remember, she's married now, so I can't talk about
it. As are you, my good sir. And let me tell you this much. They might know you as Mzwandile Stick, but the rest of us who grew up with you know you as Stokololo.
That's me. You know me very well.
Yo, the truths are coming out this morning.
We know each other from way back in our younger days.
Absolutely, so absolutely. We
good
had great
days,
times.
Good
lovely,
days,
lovely
days,
times. Yeah. But can I just say, Stick, that we are incredibly proud of you. I mean, you know, we as Charlton said, you know, a lot has come out of this province in terms of rugby, and you guys, yourself, Osiya and the like, stand out for us as absolute legends. We are so incredibly proud of you guys.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Nice.
Thank you very much.
Now the Springboks haven't played in front of fans in Kaberge since 2018. It must be an incredible feeling to finally return to, hopefully, a packed Nelson Mandela Bay Stadium on the 12th of July.
Yeah, I think we accepted. Me personally, I'm very, very excited because the last time we played there, it was during COVID. So we were in a bubble. So the supporters and our fans couldn't be on the stands. And it was one of the most challenging and depressing time for us as human beings, you know, not being able to share the special moments with your families. So to get an opportunity now to come back at home, you know, to be able to perform in front of our supporters. Yeah. And we know how passionate the people of Eastern Cape when it comes to the rugby, you know. So, and once again, we're excited and looking forward to it.
Now, there seems to be something truly special about the Eastern Cape and the rugby talent it produces. What do you think drives this consistent pipeline of world-class players and coaches?
I think if you look at the history of all different angles of where the rugby comes from, I'm talking about from the club rugby, from the schools, we've got very, very good schools around there. If I mention a couple of them, you've got the Daniel Pinars, you've got the KPEs, you've still got Brandbach also in Utnake, and also a couple of schools in the township, if you look at Nzondelelo and Thembelihle, what they've achieved, you know. And there's a couple of good schools that are around that are feeding also into the clubs. And you know, I came through all those systems, you know. I'm a proudly Springrose legend, you know. So the thing is that when it comes to, if you look at all the angles, I'm talking about the club, I'm talking about the schools, and I'm talking about also even at provincial level, if you look at the history of Eastern Province rugby, you know, it's a very, very rich history, you know. So, and the people, I know one thing for sure, they are very, very passionate about their game. So, yeah, and also if you look at the region around, you know, you talk about East London, which is about 3 hours away from PE. You talk about Umtata, you know, we still talk about Eastern Cape, you know. So, one thing that I enjoy about PE that it caters for a lot of people, you know, because of it's almost like in the central between, even if you look at George and 13th Bay, you know, so it caters for a lot of people around that region.
Now we face Italy on the 12th of July in the second and final test of the series. Can you give us some insight into the Springboks strategy for the opener? Are we already beginning to build towards the 2027 Rugby World Cup?
You've probably got a lot of Italians listening to your show also. So but once again, yeah, you know, as a team, we always want to make our country proud. You know, we don't hide it. We don't shy away from it. You know, we are very, very passionate about the impact that we do and make in our country. You know, so we always try to make sure that we always try by all times by all means to make sure that we win and keep on making our people proud. And then once again, for us building towards 2027, you know, it's always nice as a team to build while you're still winning, you know. And I think for us, that's one of our biggest goals. While we're still building for 2027, but the main important thing is that we'll be focusing on winning the series against Italy.
One thing we definitely do down here is give the gist, and the Springboks have remained undefeated at Nelson Mandela Bay Stadium. It's become a true fortress, and being part of the team, how does it feel to play in front of your home crowd and loved ones in such a significant venue?
Sure, very, very special moment. I think, to be honest, for me, something that I'm proud of is I am who I am because of that place, you know, because of that bridge and the opportunities that I got from there. I didn't have to go to, at the young age, I didn't have to go to different places for me to be able to get opportunities, you know. I was given opportunity by that region, you know. And once again, if you remember the good old days when we played against British and Irish Lions there as the Southern Kings, you know, and also the Super Rugby days, I remember the vibe at the stadium. I've been also there on the stands on the other side watching the Springboks.
Yep.
Watching the Springboks, you know, as when they played against the All Blacks, England, I think also Scotland. I've been there on the stands as a supporter, you know. And here's there, I think, probably from 2 hours before the kickoff, you know, people are already packed on the stadium and the vibe. That's one thing I enjoy about PE. I think it's the environment around, you know, if you look at the location, the beaches around are not that far. And PE is a very, very nice and friendly place to roam around, to move around. And the facilities at the stadium are world-class. So that's one thing that I enjoy about coming back home. But once again, I think when you get that wonder place, you know, that's something that makes me
and
want to come back.
Stick, nobody does amakwicho like the PE crowd can.
Yes, yes. That's the root. That's the root. People, even in our team, people, they know that if you look at the Xhosa guys around the team, I'm talking about Omapin, Oluka, Nosia, we always see Nkwijo around there. But, and now it's becoming something that is culture in South African rugby, not only in Eastern Cape, you know. If you look, go around now, even here in Cape Town, they've got Ubumbo, which is always going to the rugby games. And then also on the other side, they've got Nkwijo squad around Johannesburg. So I think now it's becoming, you know, once again, I think when we talk about transforming the game, it's not only between the four lines, you know. If you look at the stands and the vibe and the energy, I've been to all the stadiums that we played at last year. They were sold out. They were very, very sold out. And I'm talking about playing black, white, orange, colored Indians. Everyone is just happy and be passionate to be South African. You know, that's one thing that I enjoy about us where we are. If we can make that impact in our country and make a positive impact, I think that is something that we don't take it for granted.
Rugby keeps bringing us together, and we saw that with the World Cup as well. It brings us together.
The great unifier.
So,
it's one moment where suddenly, it's one moment where sometimes, you know, when the Springboks are playing, we just forget about all our problems that we've got in our country, where everyone is just proud to be South African. And I think the more we talk about the positive things in our country, I think the better it is for us going forward as a nation. We'll always have challenges like any other country, you know. But once again, when the Springboks are playing, I love seeing people united. That's one thing that I enjoy.
You know, it's really something that I would particularly love to experience on the 12th of July. And just considering, you know, the friendship and how far we've come, and just the history that we've shared and the good times and so on. Kunganjani mhlobo wami ngamatikiti mhlawumbe.
You know what? You know what, when I leave, my job is a rugby coach. You know, I'm not in a ticket sales. I will do everything in my power to make sure that we perform between the four lines, and then I will leave your producer with SRA to negotiate.
I love it. What a brilliant answer.
Oh, man. That's Springbok assistant coach Mzondile Stick. Thanks for joining us on the show this morning. And please, please send our best regards to the team for the 12th of July. And I think we'll take it this time around again.
Yeah. Thank you very much, guys. Thanks for the time. Also, your listeners also.
Thank you. By the way, tickets are available from ticketmaster.co.za for the game on Saturday, the 12th of July. Kickoff is at 17:10.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.